We're in Bayam Da'akacha on page Chof Aleph, the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Gimel. At the end of page Chof Aleph, Ois Gimel. Kishachaveiro mesnahik shaloi keroi. When the person you're supposed to love, which means every Jew, is not behaving the way that you expected. It happens occasionally. They feel the same way about us. When things are not going the way that we expected, chaver misnayik shalei karoy could be in many ways, religiously, dacharitz, whatever it is. Eitzel ahavi Hashem Yisbarach, again the end of Chaf Aleph. Eitzel ahavi Hashem Yisbarach yesh od inyan page Chaf Beis hagarim l'richuk. By Jews who are trying to be connected to Hashem and who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something else that causes a feeling of distance between one Jew and another. V'hu shekasha Yehudi yorei Hashem, when a Yirei Shemayim, when a Jew who's trying to be a Yirei Shemayim, roei Yehudi shemisnaig shaloi kedas. He sees another Jew who's conducting himself in a way which is Shalai Kedas, which is not according to the Torah. Ze'olo ligrem lehagosh es richuk mimenu. This can very likely cause there to be a feeling of alienation, of distance. This happens, of course, all the time. It happens within families. It happens between brothers and friends. And people are judging each other, and this one is more religious than the other one. This one keeps something that the other one doesn't keep, and so on. Now here, it's a delicate nekuda. It's a very delicate nekuda. Because the Torah is certainly concerned with the environment, the sviva, that each one of us lives in. And there's no question that the sviva, the environment, has a huge influence over a person. One of the most difficult questions that always comes up all the time with parents is, you know, your child going to somebody's house, play date, whatever, and that house is not what you would really where you would want your kids to spend the afternoon. Not that they're not nice people, they're nice people, but the standards of Shmiras HaMitzvahs in the house is different than yours. Things that might be said, things that might be seen. Sorry for all the trouble. Don't meet your standards, and it's extremely uncomfortable because you don't want to insult these people, and you care for these people, and you don't know what to do. This is very, very common. The last thing that anybody would want to do is to be merachik somebody, to cause there to be bad feelings, and to distance somebody, and so on. Now the Torah does recognize the danger of one's environment and the possible influence that people could have over not only the adults but the children as well in the family. And therefore there is a mitzvah of harchik mishachin ra. There is a requirement to distance ourselves from shcheinim who are not good shcheinim. We need to try to keep a distance from individuals who could have a negative impact upon ourselves and our families. So the question, of course, then becomes, how do you hold on to the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael? How do you continue to love while you're distancing yourself from a person? This is very, very hard. The Torah requires us to keep a distance from a chaver ra, a shachin ra. For Ra, I know Davka Rosh Hagam. And we shouldn't think that Ra is only referring to a Rosh HaMamish, somebody who's a Rosh. Alakom Yisha'ol Lashpi'alov. Chavei Ra and Shachin Ra is referring to somebody who could have a negative impact upon ourselves and our families. Alakom Yisha'ol Lashpi'alov, L'redes Mimadrigos, so that could cause a person to that could have an effect upon a person or a child to lose some of that fire, to be influenced in a negative way. That's nechshav kechavera biyachas elav. This is sugyan halacha. What exactly is meant by who would fit into the category of ra? Again, but the ikur is it's not dafka rasha. The example I gave before is of a nice family, they're good people, they don't have the same religious background or sensibilities that you have, not because they're not good people, they're wonderful people. But you know that there are things that are being said and seen in that house, things that go on that you're afraid it's not good for you, it's not good for your kids, and what do you do about that? There's a mitzvah harchek, of harchek, chavira, shachin ra. Ra again means somebody who could have a negative influence upon you or your family. Doesn't mean they're bad people. So there is a mitzvah. And one does have to be careful. Obviously, in whatever possible way that it can be done, that it should be sensitive and delicate and so on. It's very hard to do that, and most often the other side understands that there's a harchaka. The key is, and this is based upon the Tanya in Perek Lamed Beis, that the hisrachakus tzricha lios rak b'chitzaynis. The hisrachakus is only b'chitzaynis. In other words, I'm not spending time with you. I'm not there. I'm not sending my children and so on. Of course, I'm not talking about giving that speech. But the reality is that there is some separation. There is a distance. But that's nechitzonius. It's just nechitzonius. Abu bepnimius alev tzarech lios kosher im kol Yehudi. Now that very likely will not work for that family or those people, and they'll be insulted and hurt in the example that I'm giving. But in other examples, again, those are people that you're involved with, that you're in your community, and your children go over to, and so on. But the klal in general is, as we learn over there in Tanya, that even though there are times when lemaise and chitzanias, I do have to turn a cold shoulder to somebody, but in Panemius, I'm not to turn away from that person, from davening for that person, from caring for that person, from loving that person. We're not talking about Rishon. As the Tanya explains over there, there are people who are Rishon, there's Tachlis and Nisanas, and there's an Indian of Sinna and Hachoka and so on. We should talk about it in a second. But the mitzvah is in Panemius to continue on. Even though that person, going back to the example again, that person might be hurt or insulted. In every other way, but Pnimius Alev Tzarech Lios Kosher, and call Yehudi, to be connected to every Jew. Ki Yehudi Shemisnaik Shaloi Kerohi. There's a Jew who's not behaving properly. Rachmar Lislam. Hu kamo Odom HaChayla B'machla Medabekis Rachmar Lislam. It's like a person who has a contagious disease. Now, many people would not like to hear such a sentence. That could be considered offensive to people. But the metzius is that we're all very much influenced by our seviva, and during this best kufa, you could see people that they're double wrapped and they have every day they're careful with every possible exposure to the virus, but when it comes to being exposed to a virus, they're not anywhere as careful or afraid of the effect of the ruchnistike environment that they live in, but they're worried about any infection coming from outside. There are infections that are of a religious nature as well, obviously. And masks and social distancing, 6 feet, don't work when it comes to such things. And it hurts, but then sometimes there needs to be more than 6 feet distancing when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to ruchnius. It's contagious. Shemitzad echad, muchrochen l'srachik menem chitzanyitz. B'shvir shalo lehidabik menem. Shemitzad echad, when there's a contagious disease, the chitzanyitz, of course, you have to be careful, you have to stay away. In order, lo lehidabik menem, not to be infected by that disease. You love the person and you're worried about the person. With all of the chumras, I still haven't seen anybody that would say to somebody over the phone, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. You have corona, I'm sorry, or I'm over 50 or something, and I could be easily infected by the corona. I've never seen somebody, I mean, maybe there's somebody that has such a chumra. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. So it could be that there's somebody that has a chumra, not even talk on the phone, or certainly not to FaceTime. I'm sorry, Bubi, I love you, but you know, I don't want to infect you or anything. So far, I haven't heard of such a chumra. I know, as I speak, like something like that is going on over the phone or over the computer, that there could be an infection. Maybe Fauci will come out with an announcement like that. To please his new administration. But so far there's no Michigan that talks like that. Hasn't reached that level. So Achas Kamava Kamava, when it comes to Ruchnius, it's true that one needs to be afraid of a Shachen Ra, of a Chaver Ra. One does have to keep a distance sometimes. It's sad, but sometimes one does have to keep a distance. It doesn't mean Chalila Achaka Belev. And to be worried about the person, and to daven for the person, and to hold on to a kesher that you can with the person. Again, every situation is different. V'haynu sh'achrei she'esrachik menu keroi. And this is an inyan halacha. We're not going to go into that. It's a very big inyan in halacha of bechlal. How to define, let's say, Jews who are not shomer mitzvos these days. This has been a very big question. It's really been a burning question for over 100 years. And the whole issue of how to relate to chevra that are not shomer Torah mitzvahs. How are they classified in halacha? Is this a tinak hanishba? Is it a mumala teyavan? Is it a mumala achis? Is it an apikaris? Is he a min? What is this person in halacha? Because depending upon how we define this Jew halachically, that will determine the nature of the relationship and so on. So it's not easy. It's very, very, it's very complicated. It's a sugi in halacha. It's a big sugi in halacha. And not only that, but he brings down a Chav Zayin that halacha also requires, there are times where halacha requires a mecha. That is to actively protest. If there is some chil Hashem or there's something is taking place against the law, of course, there's a mitzvah haicher teichiach of admonishing, of giving rebuke, which, as you know, already in the time of Chazal, it was already the general feeling was that we don't know how to do that anymore in a proper way, how to rebuke in a proper way. We don't know how to do that with our kids. We don't know how to do that with other people as well. How to give musa, how to be machiach. It's very, very hard. To be machiach. The whole tachlis of a macha is to help the person change. And obviously, anger and embarrassment and all of that no longer work. They didn't work too great years ago, and they certainly don't work now. So this whole parasha of making a macha, of protesting, is nowadays is It's better to be machmir when you have a safek and to keep one's mouth closed. Nevertheless, there is such an inyan, halacha, we can't ignore it. It's an inyan of melacha. But remember that tzaddikim always spoke out against shitas, against sugyas, not against individuals. And when there were rare instances where it had to be even against an individual, it was done with a certain kind of restraint and sensitivity. We don't know how to do this nowadays. It's very, very hard. So we're not going into the halacha, but in a much more subtle way, when we see people who are religiously not where we expect them to be, or they're doing things that we're upset about, and it's not just religious things, but in other ways, this is the avodah. There are times in chitzonius that you have to distance yourself. You have to go away from that person. But that doesn't mean in pnimius you stop loving the person. That's a trick, how to do that. That's not easy. Once you have walked away from that relationship or whatever it may be, you've walked away from it, you have to enter into the ahav, into the place of ahav. To think good thoughts, that's really the way that you can test yourself. Like, this is stam, you're just a negative and somewhat, you know, critical type of a person, or you're an oiv yisrael. Here's somebody that you're not happy at all about how he or she is behaving. If afterwards, if you're able to have machshavas tovos, positive thoughts, and to daven, and to care for that person, that's a simon that you're an oiv yisrael, and that you're doing the right thing, that you have to sometimes you have to stay away. That shouldn't be part of your chevra. You can't be part of that chevra anymore. But you think machshavas tovos, and you care about it, and you worry, and you daven. That's a simon that you're in the right place. Assuming that you make the right decision of how to handle the situation, whatever that is, but you're in the right place in Ruchnius. V'yam olodun l'kav schuz. And of course, you should try to judge that person l'kav schuz. L'kav schuz. In a good way, to judge the person in as good a way as possible. Kagon shehu shogeg. The person is making a mistake. A mistake doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's doing. It has to do with background and family and education and so on and so forth. And you don the kafschus of why the person is acting in such a way, why he's behaving in that way. Look at Chav Chas. Ki b'nei Yisrael heim begolus. V'ayvar lehem kol minei dvarim. Because we're in golus and there are all kinds of things that are going on. V'ayvar lehem kol minei dvarim. And nobody knows, every one of us has learned this in the past, nobody knows who the other person really is, nobody knows what's belev chavero, nobody knows what that person has gone through or is going through. And if we would know what that person has gone through, the whole prat, if we would know in all the details what that person has been through, we would know that the likelihood is that that person is much greater than we are. And we don't know what he's been through or what she's been through. And if we would know, then we would know how great the person is. How that person continues on in his way, in her way, trying to serve Hashem despite all of those difficulties and challenges that we don't know about. But if we would know about, we'd be very embarrassed that we were thinking poorly about that person. If we would know. And we don't know. The bad things usually are more obvious and spread much more quickly, especially nowadays. And the good things we don't, and the mitzvahs and asim tovim, we don't know. We don't know the nisyonos. We don't know how hard that person has worked on himself. We don't know that. We don't know that. That's the biggest limud schuz. The biggest down the kap schuz is not to say that probably is not what's going on, that's not what happened, and so on. Especially when you know that that's what's happening. You know that's what's happening. The biggest limud zchus is I don't know what that person has been through in his life, and what in his life would have contributed to this massive that he's in right now, and to assume that he's doing the best he can under the circumstances. And if I would be in his massiv, could be I'd be doing a lot worse. You don't have to stretch your imagination to come to such a machshava. That's a machshava pshuta. It's a true machshava. It's a machshava pshuta. That's the ikke kavshus. When it comes to this inyan of being done the kavshus, it's the ikke kavshus. Such a way. And the tzaddikim are isik in this a lot. If you look in this svarim, I was just learning some Torah from the Klausenberg of Schusselhof. Every piece in the Shefa Chaim, every Torah that Klausenberg is filled with so much of Limud Schus on Jews and what they've been through and what he saw and Jews went through. Umasheroim lefamim shu ena b'snai keroi. What you see that this person is ena b'snai keroi. He's not behaving properly. It's not amazing, chas v'shalom. And therefore, you can try to help that person. If it's a friend of yours and somebody that trusts you and he's making very, very poor choices in life, you could try. You could cry to him. You could yell at him. You could do whatever you can to try to help him. And at the end, if he just can't control himself and goes ahead, then you have to know how to switch to that place of sometimes having to move away a little bit from him, but at the same time to part with a hug and to let him know in whatever way you can that you're still thinking about him, you still care about him, and you doubt with him. He might not like that, he might consider that to be condescending, and if you really were my friend, you wouldn't go away. If you really were my friend, you would stay with me. And each situation is different. How to judge that particular mazav. According to halacha, one shouldn't remain in a situation that is not healthy. If that friendship is an unhealthy relationship, then one has to be careful with it. Every case is different. There's no klal in these inyan. But the ikkar is that in panimias you do whatever you can. To know that this is a lo b'meizid chas v'shalom. The person is doing is not intentional. B'meizid doesn't mean that he's not doing this particular thing intentionally, but the shirish of this is not coming from a bad place. It's not b'meizid. Ela b'toz u'b'shoigei. Umi bilbul ha-yetzer. There's a bilbul of the yetzer. These Jews that are keeping that they keep Yiddishkeit in a way that's not according to halacha and so on, or different interpretations. So I mean, it's not the world that we live in, but we have to try to always be melam eschus on them and to be filled with ahava for them and so on. Back on top. Be is boining, and one should think about this a lot. That the same way that I'm searching the depths of my heart, to be close to Hashem, I'm trying to find my own way. That's certainly true. It's certainly true that my friend is also trying to find his way. It looks to you like he's not. The hardest thing, of course, is what happens when this is your wife. It's your husband. It's your kid. It's your brother. I had a conversation with somebody last week who was telling me, not from here, but somebody was telling me that, you know, his mother all of a sudden, like, just left his mother. He was like a 35-year-old guy. And his mother just is doing crazy things. left his father and is carrying on crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. His mother is trying to act like a teenager, and it's terrible. But this is when these things are hardest. How do you go on loving when you've lost every ounce of respect and you're humiliated and you feel that you know this person inside out? You don't know that person inside out. The people that we usually know least about are our parents, who they really are, and don't really know. And it's terrible sometimes, a child. I mean, you try everything you can, but sometimes, you know, a grandparent can't interact with the grandchildren if that's a destructive, negative thing. I had situations we had here in the community where there was a grandfather of somebody that I was a grandfather, and he considers it to be his mitzvah to say things against Rabbanim and Tzaddikim and against Yiddishkeit to his grandchildren, and it's. He tried talking, but he feels that that's his Melchemes Mitzvah, because he's angry about what happened to him, you know, when he was young, with different rabbis, and he feels that he's saving his grandchildren by warning him about the bad rabbis and so on. The problem is that the grandchildren have very nice rabbis and very nice rebellion. He's warning them against all rabbis and so on, and it's very, very hard, very, very hard to try to be respectful and to be loving, and at the same time, you know, I'm not letting you sit with your grandchildren by yourself. I have to be in the room. I can't watch this happen. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's going on all the time. It's terrible. Especially with Baal Teshuva, you have a lot that they're supposed to do. There, it's even more complicated because the Baal Teshuva's parents are the nicest people in the world. Usually, I found them to be the nicest people. With me, that's how come the kid came out to be such a kid. And here you have people the nicest me this, but just in terms of Yiddishkeit and how they, you have to explain to the kids. I always talk to them, explain to the kids that, you know, grandma, grandpa, bubby, zaidi, whatever you call them, sabbas, after the best people in the world, the finest, nicest people in the world. They didn't go to yeshiva, so what do you know? So it's these are painful things, and how to work them out, and it's very, very hard parashiyas, hard. People are not Rishayim, they're good people, and how to do this hurts very hard. Very, very hard. A lot of times it doesn't have to do with Shemir Zemir, it has to do with Midas. It could be that this relative is the firmest person, but the Midas are terrible. Terrible Midas. And you don't want your children to be in such a matzav, to be in that house with a relative who might be very firm, but terrible Midas. We know from the Rishon, like the Ran and his Joshua, another tzaddikim, that when it comes to Midas, that has a big hashpa. Avraham Avinu was more worried about his family being exposed to poor Midas than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is no a person has an inyan in his beliefs. Of course, you have to be careful with that, but that generally doesn't have as much of a hashpa when it comes to Midas. If a person is married to somebody and the wife's sleeve is a little bit needs a little bit material added, these are things that over time, as Hashem, work out. But if you marry a girl and it's not her sleeve that's too short, but her temper is too short, her patience is short, her kindness is short, that doesn't go away so easily. That doesn't go away so easily. Not that one should have to make a choice. Everybody should be zeichet to have the. It should be, everything should be good. But you know, in life, these things happen. Things you didn't expect. But with Midas, it's very, very hard. It's very hard. And to go on caring for this person, when you're hurt, you're disappointed, you feel, you know, that you've lost respect, and so on. It's very hard. So also my friend is also trying to find his way. He's not 16, he's 60. No, it's never too late to get lost. It's never too late. And I have to remind you of the story of a Kohen Gadol that got lost. An 80-year-old Kohen Gadol that got lost. It's never too late, Chas V'Shalom, for a person to get lost. But like everybody else, he's looking. He's looking. V'achem zeloi nira be'inai. And even though you don't see this with your eyes, V'achem zeloi nira be'inai. It looks to you like the person doesn't care. It looks to you like that person doesn't care and is not interested. Zebeglal, now that's especially with kids and especially with boys. It's all the time. You see this all the time. I just got one of my daughters sent me a picture last night of a report card of one of my grandsons, a report card. It's a little guy. But it seemed to me and my wife like that he doesn't care about anything. Just, you know, like just to sit in his own little world and play or read a book, but couldn't care less. The Rebbe's writing over there, best student I ever had, natural leader, and my wife and I, natural leader, learning with hasmada. And not only that, but my daughter, his mom, is also like laughing. Even a parent doesn't see. So my daughter spoke to the rabbi, like, he's trying to be nice, like, what's going on? He couldn't stop talking about it. Now my question is, do I let on that, like, I know your secret, that you really like a tzaddik? You know, he's such a tzaddik, I have to let him know that, or, you know, we found out that you're a big tzaddik. You see this thing, the nusach that it says on the report card. Unless it's Rebbe's or the Baditchva or something. And it's not that he's not a great boy, he's a wonderful boy, he just doesn't seem to care about anything. And he says that also davening, he has unbelievable davening. Davening. So a little kid is able, hides himself in such a way, for whatever reason, he has to show his parents and his grandparents, ki'ilu is a loch patlo, you know, like he's not into it. He's got to, how many times I had it with kids from the shul, with the parents going out of their kalim, how this kid is not all the worst stuff, and then you find out later on, like the kid's next is still doing such mitzvahs and learning a mesechta because of somebody, to help somebody, so he's learning for that person. I remember there was a time that I was going through like the hardest parasha with my son, and it was a hard parasha, and there was a Yerushalmi that I met. A guy, Yerushalmi, he was here in New York, a real Yerushalmi, you know, the ones that always smell like cigarettes, you know what I mean? And his hands feel like sandpaper, you know that? A real, real Yerushalmi with that look, that twinkle in his eye, and that sense of humor, and a Talmud Chacham, you know, those Yerushalmis, those types. And he said to me, "Ata Weinberger?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Ani makir ta ben shalcha? I know your son." So I was going, because another thing about Yerushalmis is they don't lie. So, "Ani makir ta ben shalcha?" So he was nice to sell that time. So he said, so he's telling me, "You should know that I said, Mayfoda Makyoto." So he says, because he says he sits upstairs in the Vardik, and I learn over there upstairs. They have like in this little bit of medrash, and I learn there, and I watch your son learning. Gival. I didn't know. And he wouldn't tell me. Because it's very often that the kids don't want you to know. So all that we're learning now, especially when it comes to your own child, you think that you know your kid. So you think you know his panemius also. So that entitles you to judge him in a negative way. Because who knows his panemius more than me? You know, sometimes I've seen that the rest of the world knows your own kid's panemius better than you do. It's crazy, right? Because you're supposed to be the big mumcha on your kid. I mean, you raise them. You live with them. So you're the biggest mumcha on your kid, right? You're supposed to be the biggest maven on your kid. Sometimes, because of how much you love, and because of how much you care, and because of how desperate you are, you davka don't get it. This happens all the time. You davka don't get it. And the rest of the world doesn't get it. How come you don't get it? The rest of the world gets it. They see all of the good in that kid, in your kid that you can't see. It's one of the strangest parashas in the world, but it's understandable. It's very easy to love somebody when there's nothing at stake, just to be a nice guy. Hey, I love you, it's great. But when it's your kid and you think there's the future of all my diaries, you know, what's going to be? So then it's not so pasha to be a baditshiva at that time. It's not so pasha to be a baditshiva. I mean, there's a lot at stake. It's very to go to love somebody to be this kind of a person when it comes to the amcha. It's not such a hard thing. To melamed zchus and to say all kinds of nice things, it's not such a hard thing. But when it's a tarbus rab, it's a beisur shel adam in your own house. That's why the Torah says v'ahavta le'reacha kamoch, the ones who you're closest to, the Torah says to love. Why are you telling me re'acha? You should tell me I should love every Jew, love strangers. That's something else. But the Torah says v'ahavta le'reacha. Davka the ones you think you know. You don't really know. How many times it happens? A husband and wife, such milchamas going on. And in the course of therapy, and finally, because of therapy, they're forced to be in a situation where they could actually talk to each other without right away biting and yelling, because there's a referee, right? And then they're married for 40, 50 years. And one looks to the other and says, yeah, how come you never told me that was hurting you? And the other person says, I tried telling you. I've been trying to tell you that for the last 40 years. And then the other one says, I didn't know. I'm sorry. The whole world knew, and you didn't know. The whole world knew how much pain your wife is in, and you didn't know. The whole world knew why she was carrying on a certain way. You didn't know. You're the only one that didn't know. That's not uncommon. It's very, very common. And then it's a bush and a cherpa. 40 years of not behaving properly and not carrying yourself in the right way to say, I'm shielding, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Had I known, I wouldn't have said those things. Had I known, I wouldn't have done those things. Had I known. And the worst thing is when you find out about these things after the person already left the world. Hashem Yirachem. Oh. When you begin to realize after the person's not here anymore, then what do? You run to the kevin, you cry. You bang your head on the metzeva. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. These are, I'm talking about, you know, ma'isim b'chol yom. Everybody knows this. Ma'isim b'chol yom. You think that you know that person better than anybody in the world, and you know the person less than the rest of the, less than everybody else. I remember once, I mean, these are embarrassing stories, but if I'm not going to be honest with you, what's the tachlis of my saying Torah to you? I remember many years ago, the kids were little, and I was upset with one of the kids. I was upset with one of the girls, and her sister, my other kid, came to talk to me and said, Daddy, so-and-so really didn't mean that. And the other kid is telling me, like, to try to bring me around, you know? And I was macabre. And I went to apologize because I was upset. And I went to apologize, and I thanked the other one. I said, Shkoyach, you're right. I wasn't thinking about that. That the other kid brought it to my attention. That really, you know, Daddy really, she didn't mean that because of this. And what, you know, she had a good mahalach in it, and I was disappointed, and I didn't have a good mahalach. I had a regular, you know, parental mahalach. Like, you know, whatever, 1925 Mahalach. and my kid said, my other kid said, shouldn't say it this way, but you might want to reconsider. And I did. I could have easily said, oh, now you're starting on. You have to be careful. I didn't do that. I was macabre. But the mussar is that you think that you are Bucky and all your kids. You think you know everybody inside out. Ain't Bucky kamaycha. Very often, the parent is the biggest amaretz with his own kids. Same thing, husband and wife. Same thing with parents. The ones who are closest to you, you're the biggest amaretz. You have no idea. You have no idea. The biggest amaretz. You have no idea. That's the most important limud zchus. The inner point of that person is hidden. It might not be hidden from other people, but it's hidden from you. The nekuda hapnimis of who that person is nisteris. There's so many stories like that. And the kuda apnimis nisteris. One of the kindest tzaddikim, Abedichev type in the last generation was the Kapishnitzer Schusieli. He lived on the Lower East Side. The tzaddik yisodayim. The Kapishnitzer was the kindest person. So there's a famous story that there was a gevir that was worked under that had a place in the diamond exchange. And the Kapishnitzer, he was always going around collecting tzedakah for people, the Kapishnitzer. And he called the Gvir and he said, I taught you, about money. So the man said, of course, Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, okay, I'm coming. And the man said, Chas v'chalil, I can't come right now, but I'll stop by tomorrow. In the meantime, that day, the Kapishnitzer shows up in Manhattan, in the guy's office. In this place. And the Rebbe starts to give him a whole talk about a Yid that's going through terrible tzaros. And he starts to talk about the tzaros that this Yid is going through. Like, this kid can't get married, this one, the wife is not well, A Maisa. And the Gvir takes out his checkbook. He's a good guy. He takes out his checkbook and he says, Rebbe, you write the amount. And the Rebbe says, no, you tell me. He says, Rebbe, you write the amount. And the Rebbe says, okay, it's very, very kind. And the man says, and he says, and who should I make the check out to? So the Rebbe tells him his brother. It's the guy's brother's name. It's for your brother. He came to collect for the guy's brother. The man's brother, the man's a good guy. He gives a lot of tzedakah. His brother is sitting under his nose. Everything in his life is falling apart. And the guy writes out checks to everybody else, and his own brother's falling apart. I didn't know. I didn't see. That's how it is. That very often the ones you're closest to, you don't know and you don't see. You don't know and you don't see. And here is when a person usually gets angriest and most hurt and most disappointed. And that's when the biggest nisayon of a Ahavas Yisrael is davka with these people. Davka with this circle. Tavkis the hardest. Hanukuda hapnimius nisteris. When you're feeling something bad about somebody, you can say those words. Hanukuda hapnimius nisteris. In English, in Russian, in Hungarian, in Hebrew, in Yiddish, whatever you like. Hanukuda hapnimius nisteris. To live with that. Hanukuda hapnimius nisteris. And at the end, I hope to do tshuva, and I'm sure he'll also do tshuva. Uchishiyoshuv avanaisav yahapulis chuz. And when he does tshuva, all of the affairs can be changed into schusim. V'yagil madrega neflo, he's going to be on a merdeka madrega. Haklal hu. The klal is, shetzarach l'stakal al-kol yehudi bayin toivu. No matter what that person is up to, or not up to, you have to look at every Jew with an eye in toivu, with a good eye. Loy lachshav shuhu ra be'etzem, never to think that this person is ra be'etzem, is mamish be'et. Never. Elohavin shirak maisiv roi. What he's doing is not right. His behavior, her behavior is not good. But not chalila, the person is rabbi etzem. Voisim sarach lisno. Now, hatred here, again, doesn't mean belave. It means you have to treat in a way of being distanced and so on. Avalhu mitzad atzmai neshama tahar. You hate the bad in the person, you, like the Tanya says, you hate the bad things that the person is doing. But the mitzad atzmo, he has neshama tahara. Pnimiyuso mechapes rak es Hashem's bo. And this person in his pnimis is only looking for Hashem's bo. His mom is looking for Hashem's bo. That's all the person wants is Hashem's bo in his pnimis. With the terrible, terrible things that are going on in Eretz Yisrael this past week, terrible things in Bnei Brak. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The chevra there, they're mostly kids that are burning the bus and protesting and carrying on. It's terrible, terrible, terrible behavior. But you know who these kids are? In this chevra, what kind of tzibrachana kelim these are? These chevra that are throwing things at the police and somebody that stopped the bus and pulled the bus driver out, and the people all got out and they put the bus on fire because they're upset about the lockdown or something, whatever it is. This is terrible, terrible rishus, unbelievable rishus that Jews could behave this way. But these are so tzibrachana chevra. Bnei Brak is filled with such tzibrachana chevra. In Yerushalayim, there's so many tzibrachana kids. What are they doing? It's terrible. And it's a rishus to do that. The things that are going on is a rishus. It's a chil Hashem. It's a rishus. Ben Lama Chaver, Ben Lama Mokum is terrible. But, I mean, Tzad Atzma, what do you think these buzz burners are? You think they're not good? It's Rachmanis. And to be Lama's chus and to daven to them, that they should do tshuva and that they should be normal, that somebody should be able to pay for them to have therapy or something. Not to go the rest of their lives being these crazy, angry people, these who think that they're kanarim, that they're doing some mitzvah to save Yiddishkeit or something. It's Rachmanis. Not to hate Chas v'Shalom. It's Rachmanis. Really, that's all it is. It's a big Rachmanis. Let me share with you when we go to Davin. There's a story from Rav Moshe Freund, you know, from the 68 stories. So many of you haven't now, look at Samach Vov when you get home. I'm just going to read it quickly. But when I learned this, so I put this in my sefer with it. So let me share with you. Takes a second. Ma'isib echad shlo estad ba'olam. So ma'isib, a person who just didn't make it in the world. Lo estad der ba'olam. Ga'yiraya mumim bekulam. He saw mumim, he saw blemishes, he saw faults by everybody. I've had it with people, I've had it with Jews. I'm leaving everybody, and I'm going to mizdabek to the Shechina. My only friend is the Shechina. I can't stand Jews. Just the Shechina, I'm going to mizdabek Shechina. For halach l'kvutzas l'yachidav ha'imavara l'ashechina k'daysh, he went around looking for, amulo kach v'kach v'kach, how do you find the Shechina, kach v'kach v'kach. For Shagam po akal mumim, everywhere he went he saw Jews that were bali mumim, bad, mumim, all kinds of false problems. Uposel as akal, he thought he would find a kibbutz, a chevra of Shechina people. He passed up everybody. Umayase, there's nobody good. V'holach l'chocham, so he went to the chocham, lishol, to ask, Omaloi b'ni, ha-shchina ha-kadosh ze ha-tfilah she-espala kol ha-mumim shemar melacha. Listen to the words. I'm not going to explain it right now. You think about it on your own. He said, Omaloi b'ni, the shchina that you're looking for, ha-shchina ha-kadosh ze ha-tfilah she-espala kol ha-mumim shemar melacha. The shchina is to be found in all the davening that you daven for the force that you see in others. That's where the shchina is. You hear this? The shchina that you're looking for is to be found in tefillas, to daven about those people who have mumim. That's where the shchina is to be found. You're looking for the shchina? Fine. That's where the shchina is found. In the tefillas for these Jews that you don't like, that are not good enough for you, that you see all these mumim. That's where the shchina is. And tefillah is for these people. It's good to share about the Shabbos table. Okay, to be continued.